5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us now on the line, Brian Wilson, Vince Colonnade's now Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union, the ACLU Foundation, who puts on the big CPAC conference over at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center over in National Harbor. It is next week, February 22nd through the 25th, and we're going to be there broadcasting live. Good morning to you, Matt. How are you?
Brian, great to be with you again.
All right. Well, listen, it's always a pleasure. First of all, this is the preeminent gathering of conservatives in the world, really. And it happens right here in the, on the doorstep of the nation's capital. Who do you have lined up to visit with us and will be attending this year?
Boy, it's a real who's who. This year, most, I think, of the biggest names that I think we'll eventually have, we haven't really announced yet because I think we'll have a very good showing from the Trump administration. We have announced that Mike Pence is going to be coming, and we're really excited about
that.
Wow,
there you go. Yeah.
And I think we'll soon be announcing several cabinet secretaries who will be there, maybe some other people. So stay tuned over the next couple days. And, of course, we're going to have the congressional leaders that we all love, people like Ted Cruz will grace the stage. And I think this year CPAC, Brian, will be a little bit different in the sense that we won't be talking about what we would like to do if we get the chance, but we'll be talking about what we got to do now that the American people have given conservatives a power in Washington.
Yeah, listen, this is going to be an exciting time for conservatives to gather, given all that's going on in the world right now.
I want to, you know, Matt, Vince Colonnade's here. I want to ask you about the elephant that may or may not be in the room, though. You have extended invitations, I'm sure, to the President of the United States. Is that right?
Absolutely. We want him there. I've talked to him about it. I'm hopeful he'll be there.
Okay, you've talked to him personally about this.
Yes. He loves CPAC. I think, you know, he's been there 5 years or so. He's, you know, always been treated really great by the crowd. And look, I think he knows, he understands, and the team around him understands that this is a very important moment for conservatives. You know, Donald Trump has given voice to a lot of the concerns of conservatives across the country. He's picked this most conservative cabinet in 50 years by ACU, which puts on CPAC, did an analysis of his cabinet, and it's even more conservative than Ronald Reagan. So we've got a real chance to impact the country and get us back on track.
I remember a couple years ago, I don't know if this was the first time Donald Trump had gone to CPAC, but we were supposed to interview him, meaning some reporters, and we were waiting for him near a back door, assuming that we our appointed scheduled interview time would be met by him arriving at CPAC. And instead of coming in the back door, he chose to go in the front door.
That's right.
Because he wanted to see the crowd. Yeah. And boy, that interview never happened, by the way.
Well, Vince, let me tell you the one thing that is refreshing about Donald Trump, and I think voters saw this. You know, when I have reached out to invite him to CPAC, he has always responded immediately. Matter of fact, the two presidential candidates who responded the most quickly were always Ted Cruz and Donald Trump. It doesn't surprise me that they're the guys who are at the top at the end of the process, because they understand that, you know, it's a little frustrating for people when presidential candidates and campaigns become so Byzantine to deal with. And the fact that Donald Trump was willing to walk in the front door tells you that he realized all along it was going to come down to regular, ordinary folks.
Matt, you know, one of the things that CPAC has been known for is a conversation about conservative principles and what they are. But in a lot of ways, Donald Trump has seized control of that conversation and changed it, and in some ways slightly, in some ways dramatically, whether it comes to things like free trade, certainly. And what I think, in what ways do you think the president has changed the conversation, and what differences might we hear at CPAC in terms of what the focus is from year to year?
We are so used to the annual fights that tinker with policy as it is, and the Republicans try to move it back to the right and liberals try to move it over to the left. Donald Trump has taken the 2x4 and shattered that whole approach to politics. He is actually talking about things in a completely new way. So if you take issues like trade, Vince, I completely agree. We all know we're free trade. We all know we believe in free markets. We all know that regulations are bad, but we look at the effect of these big global trade agreements where we surrender America's sovereignty and, in some ways, our constitutional framework to these global institutions. And we realize that they're not so much free trades because they're not free trade agreements because they're not really getting rid of barriers as much as they are negotiated contracts about how a commodity or an entity in a sector will be handled. And I think that process, we have just given away American jobs left and right for security reasons. And I think what Donald Trump is saying, we can no longer, for security reasons, shed economic growth in America. It's not acceptable anymore.
The one thing I love about CPAC is literally you walk through the crowd and you never know who you're going to bump into. I mean, you really do meet, you know, the intelligentsia of the conservative movement just walking along, and you can have these wonderful encounters and these wonderful conversations. I would be remiss if I didn't take your expertise, because I see you all the time on Fox News. I see you out there talking about the news of the day. And this week has been dominated by the events surrounding Michael Flynn and his departure. Your thought on that?
Well, General Flynn was a good friend of CPAC. He's appeared at CPAC. He's someone I consider to be a friend. He's someone who I think is a very kind of, I hope your listeners would understand, just a very good and decent person. And I'm really sad about it. You know, politics is a rough sport. And, you know, maybe he, it sure looks like he made some mistakes here. And it sure looks like he wasn't necessarily someone who was ready for all the high-level stakes of working in the White House. And I'm sad about that because I think he's a patriot, and I think he served this country well. And I think, but I also think Donald Trump knew that the right thing was to accept his resignation or to make a change.
Where are the leaks coming from in your mind, Matt?
Well, I think we got several sets of problems. I think there is something going on within the intelligence community, and I do think at the tail end of the Obama administration, they were up to no good. So I think that is the first thing. But I think the second thing is there are a lot of leaks coming from the Trump team itself. I don't know where they're coming from, but I'm tired of reading characterizations of the president's conversations with world leaders and the fact that he might have been short-tempered with people. I think they're undermining the president, and I think that team has to pull together and start working as a team and realize their political opponent is the left and the Democrats, and our opponents around the globe should not be bolstered by the fact that, you know, there's some games playing inside the Trump team. So I think there's something to be said for that, too. I want that to stop.
All right. Listen, it is always a great time. I hope you'll drop by our table. As I said, WMA will be broadcasting there Thursday and Friday, as we always do. Please drop by and say hello. And tell your lovely wife, Mercedes, that she's also welcome to drop by and say hi.
We might come as a... You know, we might come as a team there.
A 1-2 punch early in the morning, that would be awesome. We would love to have that.
We can't do it on the radio during the day because it would be my wife and I and 5 screaming children, which is not good radio.
Right, no. but we would love to have you drop by. Matt Schlapp from CPAC, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.